Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Memorial Day in America, 2017. And as we have always been since 1998, we're live and in person, celebrating the lives of those who paid the last full measure. We do that with appropriate guests. And this half hour, it's our good friend Joe Davis. Joe is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Director of Public Affairs at the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's been there for a long time after a long career as a veteran. Air Force, right, Joe?
Right, Air Force, and good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Joe. Welcome to the show, and thanks for being here on Memorial Day.
Well, it's always good to have to be on, and just thanks for keeping me inviting me back.
Well, you're always welcome here. So you're in D.C. That's probably ground central, ground zero, I should say, for Memorial Day in America, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a packed full day. I mean, you know, over the weekend, you know, they had the GI Film Festival that started, I want to say, last week, Thursday. It did run through the weekend. Yesterday was Rolling Thunder. Today we, at the World War II Memorial, there's a Memorial Day ceremony at 9 a.m., followed by Arlington National Cemetery at 11, followed by the Vietnam Wall at 1 o'clock, and then the National Memorial Day Parade is going to be at 2 o'clock.
Hmm.
Oh, I forgot that last night was also National Memorial Day weekend concert, which aired on PBS pretty much everywhere.
Right, right. So big doings there in the Capitol, and what's VFW, what part are you guys playing?
We'll be laying a wreath at the Arlington, and then quickly coming down the hill to get to the wall. When the president speaks at 11, basically he will lay a wreath first, then he speaks, and then he departs, and then all the veterans organizations and military service organizations we lay wreaths immediately after that ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also lay a wreath down at the Vietnam Wall as well.
And your commandant is who this year?
The commander in chief, yes. Yes.
I mean, you're of the VFW. Yeah,
Brian Duffy. He's our national commander. He's our first Desert Storm national commander.
Is that right?
We're proud to have that era. As leadership in the organization.
Will he be involved in this too? I'm sure.
That is correct.
Yeah. So how many other organizations? There's the American Legion, VFW. I know they're not really your competitors, but tell us who they are.
Oh, you have a boatload of organizations out there. You know, you got obviously the VFW. We're founded in 1899 from returning Spanish Americans who were in the Philippine insurrection veterans. You have the American Legion. They were founded in 1919. You got Disabled American Veterans, the DAB. That was, I want to say, the early 1920s. You have AMVETS. You have Military Order of the Purple Heart. You have a boatload of organizations that are out there. And, you know, over on the military service organization side, the MSOs, you got the Association of United States Army, Navy League, the Association, Air Force Association.
With all these associations, Joe, is it troubling that America seems to have less, or do you think America seems to have less sentiment for Memorial Day than they have had? Is it, where do you think it's going?
I was able to catch the tail end of your last interview, and when Congress linked Memorial Day to a 3-day weekend, they took away all the significance of it. And, you know, Memorial Day is so much more than mattress sales. I mean, you know, we have to remember that, you know, the reason we can celebrate to be Americans, to enjoy all of our rights and privileges and freedoms, is because of the sacrifices that those who have worn the uniform have incurred.
There are a few paradoxes like that, isn't there, aren't there, Joe, where the people who paid the last full measure, as Lincoln said, who paid the ultimate sacrifice, did that so you and I can be stupid on a holiday.
Well, you know, I guess that's just the way that life is sometimes.
Isn't that one of the paradoxes, one of the ironies of America?
Yeah.
Is it the same people who will fight for things like that? Part of what we're fighting for is to be who we are, however we want to be. I mean, that's true liberty, isn't it?
That's it. When you're fighting for freedom, freedom means freedom. And, you know, it's just like the First Amendment. People, you know, want to shout down somebody because they don't agree with the message, but you have to be able to fight for their right to say that message.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to take a quick break. Joe Davis and I will be right back, folks. He's with the VFW. He's the Director of Communication over there at the VFW, vfw.org. We come back, I'm going to see what else the VFW's got going on to help our men and women in the military. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating Memorial Day on the Small Business Advocate Show.
If you are a CEO...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.